The Arab League foreign ministers have been meeting in Cairo. Their goal was to use diplomacy to bring an end to the U.S.-led war in Iraq, but the meeting ended in acrimony. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports that in the end, the Arab League only issued a lukewarm resolution calling for a speedy end to the conflict.
Expectations for this meeting were so low that fewer than half the Arab League's foreign ministers bothered to attend, reflecting not only the deep divisions within the organization, but also the realization, perhaps, that nothing they could say would bring the war to an end. One of those who did show was Iraq's foreign minister, Naji Sabri, who made his way from Baghdad via Damascus despite the U.S. bombing campaign. Even before the meeting started, Sabri had harsh words for those Arab countries assisting the U.S.-led effort, accusing them of betraying the Iraqi and Arab peoples. Kuwait, Qatar, and Bahrain are just a few of the Arab League nations currently hosting U.S. forces. Iraq's Foreign Minister Sabri, backed by Syria, wanted a resolution declaring that no Arab states would offer the U.S. any assistance. He didn't get it. After several hours of sometimes heated discussion, the meeting adjourned with a resolution condemning the war, but one falling well short of endorsing Iraq's demand. Hashem Youssef is the Arab League spokesman.
The decision was mainly that the Arab world would do its utmost in order to stop this war, and Arab countries would be going to the Security Council and request a meeting of the Security Council in order to try to stop this war.
Diplomats said the meeting was designed in part to show the Arab people that their governments are trying to do something to bring the war to an end. Anti-war sentiment in the region has been strong, with almost daily protests, some of which have turned violent. But political analyst Mohammed Kamal of Cairo University says he believes the Arab people didn't expect much from this meeting to begin with.
Nobody cares. Nobody's paying attention. They think the Arab League is irrelevant in this conflict. But I expect more demonstrations in the days ahead, especially with the intensification of the war and fighting in the streets and so on, and the continuation of the bombardment of Baghdad. And you will have more demonstrations because of that and not because of any disappointment at any Arab League meeting.
Perhaps the most intriguing question to come out of this meeting is, having made his way from Baghdad to attend, will Iraq's foreign minister, Naji Sabri, now be in a hurry to return home? Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Cairo.